يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello. Welcome to our gate of knowledge. We talk about characteristics of the pious from the saying of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. In previous section, we talked about the lasting goal. And we said that the pious ones, they choose the hereafter and the lasting goals and the blessings of the hereafter over this life. And also we said that they transfuse good qualities, they use knowledge, they talk about it, and they act accordingly with patience. When we combine the goals that the pious ones have and the way they use knowledge and they transfuse the knowledge with action, the speech with action, and the knowledge with forbearance, then the result will be a certain kind of person. I believe in the continuation that I call it simple living and balanced soul. The result of having such a goal, which is the hereafter, and also transfusing knowledge with forbearance and speech with action, the result will be a simple life, choosing and making a simple life and a balanced soul that works well. And it produces good actions, benevolence, and all kind of good things. Imam elaborates on the result. Imam says, you will see his hopes simple. When we talk about hopes here, means the hopes and the things for this life is simple. They do not have extended hopes for this life. They want to live and they want to pass this life, and the benefits they take from this life are considered means, not goals. Therefore, they can have a simple life. Their hopes are simple. His shortcomings few. You see that this person is a perfect person. Rarely you can find flaws. You can find defects in him, in his actions. Therefore, he has few shortcomings. Imam doesn't say he doesn't have any shortcomings, because everybody has shortcomings. But in pious ones, you will find few shortcomings. His heart fearing, is alert and knowledgeable and live heart. Therefore, his heart is fearing, as we said before, always he has fear and hope together. Therefore, his heart is fearing and alert. his spirit and soul contented. It means he can bear the life and use small amount of benefits. A simple life again. Eating is not a goal for him, as Imam has mentioned in another saying, which Imam refers to one of his friends, one of his brethren. Imam says, كان لي أخ في الله يعلمه في عيني صغر الدنيا في عينه. I had a brother in religion, in the way of Allah, a brother, that one characteristic has made him big in my eyes, huge in my eyes. And that was the fact that the world was small in his eyes. One of the characteristics he had was that eating did not have dominance over him. And this is the thing that will be resulted when a person doesn't take eating as a goal and just look at it as a means, then eating does not dominate over the person, does not become something very big for the person. That's why Imam says his meal is small and simple. His religion is safe because he considers halal, allowed, allowable things, and haram, the forbidden things. He regards all the rules of religion, therefore his religion is safe. His desires dead, and we have to say his excessive desire. His excessive desire is dead. It means that we cannot say that this desire totally is dead, because as we mentioned, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ التي أخرج لعبادي والطيبات من الرزق. But it is in his hands. He can control the desires. Therefore, desires are not wild. Desires are under control. And we can say excessive desires are under control, and we can say it's dead. It means it doesn't have any kind of resistance before the pious ones. And his anger is suppressed. One of the things that may take us off the line is the anger. If we do not control our anger, we will lose the case. And in the case of the pious ones, Imam says their anger is suppressed, and the Quran says, "والكاظمين الغيظ," the ones who swallow their anger, they suppress their anger and control. "والعافين عن الناس," and the people who forgive other people, the ones who forgive people. "والله يحب المحسنين," and Allah likes the good doers. Here is again a chain here that it is connected, swallowing one's anger and forgiving people and doing good actions are connected to each other, and they form a chain of action and a sequence that you control your anger, you forgive people, and you do good to them. That's why Imam says his anger is suppressed. Good alone, this is the general result. Good alone is expected from him. Evil from him is not to be feared. So it's a very beautiful result that we have come to get to know a person who is the source of good actions, and the wrong actions are eliminated from this person. Therefore, Imam says, good alone is expected from him, and evil from him is not to be feared. As you see here, in the framework of doing good actions and to take the hereafter as the main goal of life, the person himself becomes a perfect person and gains the pleasure of God and gains the hereafter, and also people in this world, they benefit from such a person. This person will become the source of all kinds of good, and all kinds of evil will be eliminated from this person. You imagine that if we have a society of the pious people, then what a good society it will be, with the hope to create such a society and form such a society through acting according to the actions and earning the characteristics of the pious. We hope to form such a society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه.